Hello, Logos people. This is Pastor David. In our generation, we have endured SARS in 2003, the swine flu, Ebola, avian flu, the vest now virus, and now this coronavirus. Makes one wonder, is the end in sight? What will come next down the pipeline? Is Jesus coming soon? You may have read that many are predicting the end of the world is near. Are these prophecies true? The answer is we simply don't know. Jesus told us not even to predict. But still, we need to understand this important truth about God's righteous judgment. So today, my sharing is more on the biblical and theological side. Revelation 6, 7, and 8 reads, "When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, 'Come and see.' So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him." Many Bible scholars agree on this point. This fourth horseman is associated with the fourth seal, and it points to the plagues and the illness that comes with a violent death by means of some kind of disease or illness. And now we interpret this to mean primarily the deadly viruses spreading across the whole world today. And all this in Revelation are warning us that there is an apocalyptic future, which is God's judgment, and it's going to be poured on humankind in horrifying ways. What we experience today can be viewed as a preview, if not the final one. Theologians said that beyond the issue of public health for these viruses, Christians need to understand the deep biblical and theological overtones to all this. That is, eventually will come a plague that will not be stopped. There will be no antidote, and no vaccine will be effective. And this is because the plague is going to come as an act of God's judgment upon humanity. And Christians know, in this case as in every other, there's no safe place to be in but in Christ. This can be seen as a trial run to see how we humankind respond to calamity and hardship and tribulation. If we are shaken now, we are going to react in a much more terrifying way when the real thing comes. So what is God's purpose of letting this pandemic come down on humankind? And remember, this one is only one among many and increasingly severe judgments in the book of Revelation during a period we call tribulation or the Great Tribulation. God's purpose during the tribulation or the Great Tribulation is to show that men, unrepentant humankind, are worthy of his judgment, so that when Jesus returns to judge, they have no excuse to say that God is unjust or not right in judging them. For believers, this is only a trial run, you may say, not even close to a dress rehearsal. Really, really bad stuff is coming. This is why, you know, when Jesus was taken on the road to be crucified, there were women crying for him. But then Jesus told them, "Don't cry for me, cry for yourselves," for the reasons that really harsh judgment is coming to humankind. I know it's really terrible. The more I think about it, the more I fear, and it becomes a heavier burden, not for myself, because I know I'm safe in Christ, but for my unsafe friends and relatives. I ask that God have mercy on them. And there's only one message. You and I need to be sure that we are right before God, that we are accepted by Him, and that we are ready to meet Him when the time comes. And then in the meantime, we should do our best to help those who do not know Him and love Him, and eventually will face judgment. We need to let them know that Jesus is only in Jesus do they have a way to be right with God and to escape this severe judgment. I pray that every one of us would have a burden and a heart to evangelize, to share the good news with our unbelieving friends and relatives. Amen.